Welcome to the BetCast Ledger. We're back another week, another episode, and we're diving in. We're diving into the data, baby. What data? The sports gambling podcast ecosystem. That's what we care about. That's why we're here. As I said before, I'm just your everyday news reporter, aka weatherman, but I'm not predicting the actual weather. I'm the weatherman for the sports gambling podcast ecosystem. I'm here to tell you if it thunders. I'm here to tell you if it's rain or if it's sun. Go outside and play. Go have fun. Throw the frisbee. That's what I'm here to report on. That. That's right. Because at the end of the day, in the sports gambling world, data is what matters. Data is what's important. And the more information you have, the better gambling, betting decisions you'll make. So each week is what I do. I look at the numbers because the BetCast system is tracking all of this data. It's a tracking system for picks and if picks settle. That's what we're doing. We're tracking as many picks across as many podcasts, across as many sports as possible. And I'm here to bring that data to life. I'm here to bring it to you in a fun fashion, in an interesting fashion. So I appreciate you for tuning in. As this week's report is about the Major League Baseball. It's a week slice. Okay, last week we did the futures. And that's what the numbers showed, that we had a whole bunch of futures. And I probably was sneaking in other futures, especially for the NFL, because I think the college football season is going to start here in a few days, actually. But this week we had a whole bunch of MLB data, which makes sense. I mean, there's games every single day. There's lots of podcasts that are putting out their picks. And so we got a big volume. And I'm doing a little something different. I'm not like handing out the five. Usually I'm like, five podcasts get this week's awards. Here's number one. Here's number two. Here's your win percentage. I'm not doing that this week because the numbers, frankly, weren't that good overall win percentage. But the interesting thing was, within the individual markets, there were some fascinating pieces. So we're going to look at the sheer volume, and we're going to look at some individual markets, and I'm just going to report on what the data shows, on what we see, on what the system is telling us about all you MLB sports gambling fans and all you MLB sports gambling hosts, how you're doing. How is the weather? And like I said, overall win percentage. Whew. I don't know what's a good weather to connect to. I would say it's a little. It's cold. It's not freezing. It's wet. It's gloomy. I should say it's not great. But again, I'm just report. I don't take sides. I'm not saying that every sports gambling pick is great. I'm just here to tell you what they are and how they have settled in that regard. So that's what we're going to get into on this week's report. And before we actually get into the report, I just want to give some quick application updates. I want to bring some of you, underneath the hood, behind the scenes a little bit on the system that we're building and why I care about it, why I'm passionate about it, why I think you should care about it. And in order to do that, that's what I'm doing. I'm bringing in and giving you some insight into the data. So I first want to say this is the first podcast where we're attaching a video feed. So that's exciting, and it was a decision that had to be made. Okay. You know, I'm definitely old school when it comes to podcasts, because when I first started listening to pod, it was just audio. But these days, most people don't even differentiate between the podcast or the YouTube or the video feed. It's just all one thing. And so, you know, when in Rome, here you go. So for all the people who like the visuals, who like YouTube and rather listen to it there, this is it. This is now how you can consume. You can tune in and check me out each week as I give the report on the sports gambling world. Specifically, the one source that we focus on is podcast. That's a vibrant, it's never ending. It's huge. We have over 500 podcast in our database. 500. Okay. That's a lot of podcasts. That's a lot of episodes. That's a lot of transcripts. That's a lot of picks. And so that's what we're doing. We're tracking those picks. The picks are gold. That's why you listen to the sports gambling. That's why you listen to the pod. You want to get their picks. You want their insight. You want their knowledge. And we're just holding that sort of data accountable. We're the third. We're sort of like the White House press. We're holding the administration to what they say. In our case, we're holding the podcast gambling world accountable. We're tracking it. We're validating it. We're determining if it won, and then we're giving it back to you. So the more picks, the more winning picks, the better you're going to look in the BetCast world. And that's what, look, we want to promote the best podcast, the most profitable podcast. We want to be that platform. So at some point, the podcast is going to say, "Oh man, I'm ranked number one. I'm ranked number two. I'm in the top 10." Or they can, you know, show off their badges, or, you know, "I'm the spread king." You know, we have all these different cool badges that we give out. I mean, we don't give them out. You get them based off your data, based off your results. It's results based here. You know, the only emotion is myself. When I come to the mic, when I come to the feed, you know, I'm bringing the data to life. I'm bringing the data to you. I'm the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. So, like, when we get into this MLB data here, you'll see that the win percentage is, but I'm not, don't be mad at me. I just like to dig into the results because I want to make better bets. And that's what BetCast, like, there's so much that BetCast is about. You know, you can generate cards. You can look at leaderboards. You can explore the data. You can read the reports. You can look at the profile pages. You know, all of that is coming fed off the pick data. And like I said, before we get to the report, I just want to quickly, this is the best part about the video feed here, is that we can do stuff like this. And I just kind of want to give you a little bit of insight into, like, what's happening, what we're doing, because this is new. This is novel. Okay, nobody's tracking this data the way that we're tracking it. Okay, this is I'm putting new data. I'm putting new information out into the ecosystem for us to talk about, for us to ponder over, for us to analyze. for us to come to conclusions, for us to brag about, you know, for us to be, man, I got to do better. I mean, you don't want to be last in terms of your picks. You want to be the best. Because guess what? The better your picks, the better your audience. Or I should say, the more audience you're going to garner. More audience means more advertising dollars. More advertising dollars means more money. So I'm here to help. I'm here to promote. I'm here to show what the picks reveal. And so that's what we're talking about here. I want to start with this number here, 18,640. Okay, 18,600. I'm telling you, the pot, you may disagree, but I think it's the best source. One of the best, if not the best source. Like I said, the podcast hosts, they're in the business of keeping you entertained. They're in the business of giving you good data. They're in the business of giving you good information. They're in the business of giving you good picks. The picks are gold. The picks are the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Okay? That is what we are tracking. And so we've extracted 18,000 picks. So I wanted to give this little visual, you know, for all the people looking at the video feed. You can kind of see what I'm talking about here, because I want to show how we get to 18,000. And so, and I also want to show the more work we have to do. But as you can see there, we have 5,356 episodes that we've discovered. Okay, so we have a listener, a searcher, a discoverer, however you want to categorize it. We have this mechanism that is constantly discovering new episodes based off the podcast that we have in the system. So, there's a podcast. Is there a new episode? No. Is there a new episode? No. Is there a new episode? Yes. Grab it. Get the transcript. That's what number two is about. Number two is about getting the transcript from the episode. Okay? Once we get the transcript, we feed that transcript. This is where kind of where the magic takes place, through an LLM, through AI. That's what AI is good at, parsing data, parsing large amounts of data, making sense of the data, organizing that data, formatting that data. Because at the end of the day, the transcripts are just words, just tokens. The LLM can chomp that up. And what it does is it chomps it up and it spits out picks. But it can't just, it has to, like, that's where the LLM comes into play, because it spits out the pick, it spits out the market, it spits out the bet. Sorry, not the bet, the players involved, the game. So it gives us some data that we can then use to validate. So transcript, input, picks, output. And the picks is, like I said, that's what this system is built off of. That's why you're tuning in. That's why you're checking me out. That's why you're interested in BetCast. You're trying to get more information about sports bets, about sports gambling. And what other better information is than all the picks that come from the sports betting podcast host. So those picks then become settled. And once they're settled, you know, that is whether the pick won, whether the pick lost, or whether it pushed. And so one last little number we're going to look at, which is important. So out of those 18,000, 65% of those picks are unmatched. They're unvalidated. And that's part of what the system is doing is triaging these. You know, I'm working on a triaging system to go through those 12,000 and determine if it was a valid bet. And let's validate it. It may be that the LLM hallucinated, or it may be that there's a parsing bug, or there may be that there's a sport that we're not aware of, that we're not even supporting, and it can't even determine what to do with it. Or maybe a market that we're not supporting. Whatever the case may be, that is what we're trying to get to. We're trying to dwindle this number down. And we're going to tune in, you know, each week. We're going to check out this number, right? So right now it's at 12,000. Hopefully next week when I talk to you, it's down to maybe 10. And then eventually, we're only left with legitimate, you know, unvalidated bets that, you know, that just can't be handled. It's either they're hallucinated, or maybe that the LLM spit out the wrong match, or, you know, legitimate, not 12,000. Because I can tell you right now, these can be validated and settled, and it's just a matter of time to get through them all. But I just wanted to showcase that and express that this is what we are transforming. We're transforming episodes, transcripts into picks into settlements, and then the settlements into the data, into the BetCast application, which you can generate cards off of that data, which I'm going to maybe show, if not this episode and the coming episode, or maybe I'll just do a YouTube video about, you know, now that I got the vid feed, you know, now that I got the video up, I can do a lot more stuff, like take you through my betting process, how I use BetCast. I'd probably say that for an actual YouTube vid and not a podcast. But I'm attaching, like I said, the video feed to the pod. So a lot of the stuff I'm talking about, you get a better idea if you go check out the vid. So application updates. We have opened up the betting cards for NFL. We have opened up the betting cards for the English Premier League. We have opened up the betting cards for NCAA football. That is the announcement. And I'm going to show you that right here. And let's see. Yeah. So if we take a look here, and maybe this is some people's first time actually seeing the application, but this is one of the core pieces of the application, which is generating a betting card. Okay. Again, these cards are built off validated picks from your favorite sports betting podcast. Now, there's two systems at play here. There's a system that's pumping picks into the validation system. That system is constantly going, constantly around the clock, pumping picks into the validation pipeline, because that's how a pick ultimately becomes settled. It has to get validated, has to go into the validation pipeline. Once it comes out of that, then it gets settled. There's a settlement pipeline. Once it comes out of that, then we know if the bet won, lost, or pushed. But another piece of that is that you can come in here. This is really one of the coolest things about. This is kind of this was the original sort of idea, was just to create betting cards. This whole data thing came, you know, once I got deep into this, I'm starting to realize the importance of this data and the importance of attributing it back to the podcast. And so this is one of the cool things you can do that I'll showcase here is that, and we'll generate a card, is that you can select whatever sport. Now, there's a tag here for in only showing the in-season sports. Here's some of the out-of-season sports. But this is what we got in-season right here, you know? And I'm going to constantly add to this. Like I said, I just added Premier League. And we just, I mean, we had NFL, but we just added it because it was out of season. You know, UFC's all year round. MLB. So this is where you can select your sport and generate. So for the sake of NFL coming up, let's just generate an NFL card here. All right. So while that's going, I'm going to express that what's happening behind the scenes here is that it's looking at all of the validated picks for that sport that it can get from the system. And then what it's doing it or what it's doing is then ranking those picks, because there's going to be a lot of validated picks, but I'm not going to give you a card with 30,000 picks on it with 200 picks, you know, 100. So we have to dwindle those picks down so that we can fit them onto a betting card. And once that is done, then what it does is it displays a card and it has it broken down by markets and categories and also confidence. It's taking a little bit longer because there's probably a whole bunch of like the NFL picks are going to be wild. They're going to be coming from a lot of different podcasts. And when you're generating a card, it's going to take a little bit of extra time, especially the first time I'm generating. And this is the first time we turned on the football, or I should say the NFL. So let's see here. Ah, there it is. Boom. Yeah. So here we go. Let me zoom in a little bit here. So this is what a betting card is. It has everything broken down into these categories. So best bets, strong leans, totals, and then futures. And another thing that it does is it gives a confidence score. Okay. So this is all done by the LLM, by the AI. The AI is looking at the transcripts, and as it makes a pick, it's attaching a confidence score based off like how emphasized that bet is. It then determines the category. Is it a prop? Is it a parlay? Is it a total? Is it a future? And then another cool thing it does is it breaks down the bets by unit. And so it kind of gives you an idea of like how many units you should put on a particular bet. So like, for example, and this is all preseason, by the way. So, you know, not much stakes, but hey, like I said, people are betting on NFL preseason. I promise you, obviously. I may even put something on some NFL preseason. Who knows? Who knows? I kind of like this. I kind of like this Broncos bet. But look, it gives you some analysis. Sean Payton is on an absolute heater. 8 consecutive preseason victories. The Broncos are at home with elevation early in preseason. Okay. Get some insight. Matt LaFleur does not care about preseason. And then it shows the podcast that gave this bet. It gives their little rankings. Look at that. Number one in NFL. How nice. They're off to a nice start. We'll see if that holds. And then, of course, it gives you the line they recommend it. So you got to understand something. That was one of the key pieces about this, is that whenever a bet is sort of generated, at that time, the podcast host is making their determination off whatever odds they see at that moment. So what we do is we compare it. Well, right now it's unchanged. We compare it to the bookmakers. And the whatever the top bookmaker is, we would say that it changed or not changed. Let's see if we have one. Ah, yeah, here's one. Okay, let me zoom in just a little bit more. As you can see here, these two podcasts think that the Jets are going to, or sorry, that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to cover. It mentioned here, if you can see, when the podcast host made it, they made it at +1.5. It's moved to 2.5. So, like I said, it's all about giving data. You know, you can come in here, you can be like, oh, I really like the Pittsburgh. Well, shoot, so does Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And here's some analysis on why. And oh, look, the line has even moved in my favor. And of course, I give you, you know, the lines for the other common bookmakers. And then if you're, you know, if you happen to use one of these products, you got that. But that's a betting card. And the betting card is built over these validated picks. And so we have a system that's feeding the picks. And then we have a system that you can use to sort of, you know, build a card over those picks. And so that was part of the biggest application update, is that we opened up to the NFL, we opened it up to the EPL. And we'll keep generating cards and showcase certain things. But we're here for the report specifically. And so let's get into it. One second. Oh, yes, it was coming. Ah, I feel much better now. All right, so let's do it. The report. Oh, here we go. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. So this week featured the MLB report. Oh, it's too close. Let me zoom out here. Okay, yeah, there we go. All right, so MLB betting podcast scoreboard. Now, this report here is just for last week, and we looked at 22 podcasts and had over 497 decisions. Okay? So that's it. Look, in 1 week, 497 decisions. And that's what I was saying, that the overall rate doesn't look that good. If you look, it's at 43.9%, which is quite low. But the interesting part, and if you look at this part, and maybe I can, yeah. If you look at this section, so there's a part in the report that gives the market split. And so, and this is really what I'm talking about when it comes to how we can take insights. Because if you're a numbers person, or if you're into sports gambling, or if you want to try to make money on sports gambling, you may ask yourself, well, what is the most profitable? And if you like MLB, if you like Major League Baseball, what is the most profitable? And according to the data, according to the numbers, again, this is just a weak sample size. Not weak as in not strong, but over a course of a week. And if I were to expand this over a month, I don't think it would be that much different. But, you know, that we'll save that for another report. But if you look here, totals are way more popular than everything else. We're talking about 58%. So over 183 MLB picks over the week. 183, again, total, hold on, how many? Yeah, so 497. So out of the 497, 183 were totals, and they hit at a 58.5% clip. A 58.5% clip. Compare that to money lines, for example, which is why I got, you know, which is why I have not been profitable. I need to take my own advice. I have not been profitable this August because I've been trying to bet money lines on baseball. I've been trying to parlay money lines, and it's dumb. Like, why would I keep doing that? Which I've stopped because they're hitting at a 34.8% clip. So you got to think about this. Look at this here. You got almost the same amount of decisions, 183, 187. But one market hit at 58.5% and the other market hit at 34.8%. So it goes to show you that it's hard in the Major League Baseball to pick who's going to win. Just to pick who's going to win. And it looks like the numbers are showing you're better off picking spreads in baseball because they hit at a 48.9%. Still not great. Still not great, but closer to 50. Player props, low, 34.9%. Team totals, ooh. Totals were good, but team totals, that small sample size, but only 14.3%. And of course, parlays 0 for 5. 0 for 5. But parlays are the most fun. Let's just be real. Everybody loves a parlay. Love stringing together the best parlay. So they can, it's like a lotto ticket. You put together a mega parlay. You put a dollar on that thing. You can walk away if you hit. But no. 0-4-5. And so that's sort of the detail that we're talking about. That's sort of the information I'm trying to get out there. Is that, again, if you're I'm not a huge, you know, I don't gamble a lot on MLB, but I promise you, when it comes to the NFL markets, oh, we're going to be all over this. We're going to be all like, don't you? Wouldn't you want to know out of all the markets, which is the best? According, again, this is just one source, and this is a source, and the reason why I like this source is that we can attribute it back to the podcast itself. So we can keep track of this in that way. And we'll take a look here as we get to the podcast because we're going to feature these five podcasts here. I'm just going to say them. The Baseball Betting Show with Greg Peterson. I've talked about them before. Sports Gambling Podcast Network. MLB Gambling Podcast. And we have the Wager Talk. So we're featuring these pods, not because their win percentage, because they're all under 50, but just because they had the most volume amongst the, what, how many podcasts are we looking at here? Yeah, 22. So these four had the most volume. And let's take a look. Let's take a look at one we haven't looked at. Have we looked at MLB? Let's take a look at MLB. Okay, so we get a little taste into a profile. So this profile tells their overall record here, win rate, their overall rank, And then, you know, some information about the podcast itself. And then I think one of the coolest things you can see is their last 15 picks. So this is where the rubber meets the road. This is the actual pick. It has the source episode. It has the date, either the event or the date it got settled. But most of these are, yes, the event date. And then, of course, it has if it won. And so this is what the profile page is all about. This is what eventually, you know, podcast hosts will send them. Hey, go check out my profile. If you want to know how we're doing, if you want to know our legitimacy, go check out Betcast. Or they can be like, hey, I'm the spread king. Put that badge on your website. Put that badge on your podcast thumbnail. I'm going to create unique badges. Right now, they're just sort of text badges. But eventually, I'll have a cool little logo that you just slap on there. Let people know you're the spread king. That's what we're trying to do. I mean, we're trying to do lots of stuff, but ultimately, we're trying to gather excitement around the data, give you a tool to generate picks, and then ultimately rank and keep track of each individual podcast picks and data for your knowledge and for sports gambling hosts to brag. So we're looking at this. Let's take another look at another one. Let's go the baseball. I think we talked about the baseball betting show. They're number six. Yeah, you know, since we're talking about baseball, let's just do this. Let's just take a look at the MLB. Here we go. The MLB. Top podcast. Let's look at number two. I haven't talked about Cork. This looks like a new one. Cork Stacks. Let's check them out. Okay. 93.86. Ooh, not bad. Not bad. They're number fifth overall. So they just do MLB. 93.87. Let's take a look at one of their most recent. They got the Phillies -1.5. You can come in here. Oh, Pittsburgh Pirates. So you can see the actual source here. Let's take a look at one more here in the baseball world. And again, the baseball. Hey, this probably be my last. Shoot. Yeah, this might be my last. I may do a monthly baseball report. This may be my last baseball report until the end of the season. We'll see, because, you know, football season is right around the corner. And that's what gets the most viewership, the most eyes. There's probably more. If we take a look here. Yeah, 315. Okay. I mean, the numbers say it. 315 podcasts out there attributed to NFL betting, compared to, you see, something like MLS, which has 4, compared to something like MLB, okay? So you're going to want to be, as a matter of fact, let's just take a little, who is the number one? See, there's not much data because it's only preseason data. But football picks, where are you at? Football picks, 12 and 11. Let's see. Oh, whoa. had a string of losses there, it looks like. But no, let me, Let me digress. Let me get back to what we came here for. We came here for this MLB report, okay? And to sort of close up shop, I just want to mention that Major League Baseball, stay away from money lines. Stay away from team totals. Put your money on totals. Put your money on game totals. If you're going to bet MLB baseball, if you're going to bet Major League Baseball, the money is in the totals. And that concludes the MLB report. And so, yes, I want to appreciate folks for tuning in, whether you're listening, whether you're watching the video feed. And hey, it's a blast. I still love doing this. It was a big decision to bring in the video because, you know, I didn't know how I was going to do it because I wanted to have this process automated. And so I wanted to make sure I had everything intact to make this flow. Because again, I'm not in here chopping this up at like super overproduced and editing. No, I'm coming here freestyling. I got nothing. I'm not looking at no notes. Maybe I should. After today, maybe I should, but I'm not. I'm coming to you raw. Okay, giving you the information about sports gambling, specifically from the podcast world. And so if you're a sports gambling podcast out there, give us a shout out. Point them to your profile. If you're number one, tell the world, hey, I'm ranked number one amongst all the podcasts because I'm the only source. I'm the only place that can prove that gives you that accreditation. Yes, I'm giving you that accreditation. I'm tracking it. So because of that, send them. Put your badge there on the thumbnail. I can imagine a podcast thumbnail. Maybe let's bring one up right quick. Yeah, let's go. The Beatline. All these podcasts. Touchdown and Track Limits. Look at this. See, this is a potential. Oh, is that World Cup? No, yeah, Spain. Okay, so they haven't picked anything since the World Cup. So I think they're maybe waiting on some football action. But look, hey, why not put a little BetCast badge there? Let's find a good badge. Ooh, Ringer Wise guys. Oh, the Ringer Show. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, they don't have a badge yet. But you know what I'm saying. And so that's what we're going to continue to do each week. Another report, another pod, another video feed. Coming at you. And we can't do it any other way. So I'm gonna send you out. Holla!